You may have seen some version of this pie chart, which states that only 7% of how we interpret communications is in the words, 38% is in the tone of voice, and 55% is body language. And that's because poor Professor Albert Mehrabian's model has been widely misused for a long time now. It doesn't make sense, does it, if you think about it? Would you understand 93% of a talk in a foreign language you don't speak purely by tone and body language? So let's demystify Mehrabian to see what point he was actually making. He said that 7% of a message pertaining to feelings and attitudes is in the words that are spoken, and 38% of a message pertaining to feelings and attitudes is paralinguistic, the way that the words are said, and 55% of a message pertaining to feelings and attitudes is in facial expression. So Mehrabian did not intend the statistic to be used or applied freely to all communications and meaning. He clarified, "Please note that this and other equations regarding relative importance of verbal and non-verbal messages were derived from experiments dealing with communications of feelings and attitudes, i.e. like-dislike. Unless a communicator is talking about their feelings or attitudes, these equations are not applicable. The Mehrabian formula was then established in situations where there was incongruence between words and expression, that is, where the words didn't match the facial expression. Specifically, in Mehrabian's research, people tended to believe that the expression they saw, not the words that were spoken. So the essence of this model is not to place undue reliance on words alone for conveying communications which carry potentially emotional implications. As employee networks, a large part of your activities will involve conveying emotional messages. So it can be useful to think about it on a scale where dialing up your body language and style of delivery increases influence in emotive messages, providing that they match your words. And it can be dialed down where you only need to deliver factual information, which could easily take the form of written updates. This not only helps you focus your comms, but it can help save you time and emotional energy.